A big weekend for the Broncos is here. Hi there, this is Andrew Mason from Dove Valley, where the Broncos have completed their preparations for the San Diego Chargers. Now, it's also alumni weekend, so the Broncos will celebrate their rich history. This year's Broncos, though, hope to add to their resume with a win against the San Diego Chargers. Two 7-2 teams dueling for AFC West supremacy, resuming a rivalry as old as the franchises themselves, all in front of a primetime audience.
Yeah, obviously a big game, so everybody wants to see a big game, and you know, it should be real good. Night game, prime time, and you know, this is two of the better teams so far right now in the NFL.
They're a very good football team from top to bottom. Offense, defense, special teams have been playing well as well, so you know, I think it's definitely our biggest test so far.
You got the San Diego Superchargers coming in, you got the quarterback who's hot, you got the best running back in the league, and they're cooking on all cylinders right now.
Denver has contained San Diego's offense in recent years, but the Chargers showed their full firepower last weekend with 42 second-half points at Cincinnati.
You look at the Cincinnati game, and that was just crazy. I mean, the way it was back and forth, and they were down. And, I mean, that just shows you what type of offense they have, and their defense, you know, basically shut Cincinnati down in the second half.
Oh, man, I know it was like a dang video game, like you're watching Madden or something. One person scored, then another person scored, then making the big turnover at the end helped them out and stuff. But you see what they're capable of doing. And when Rivers got hot, man, he's tough to deal with.
He make good accurate throws. He got a strong arm. You wouldn't think a guy, this is first year being a full-time starter. He only got 3 interceptions, 13 touchdowns. So he really been getting the job done. I think his quarterback range is like 100. So he right now, I think he's like the second best quarterback in the league behind Peyton Manning.
Denver got a first-hand glimpse at Rivers in last year's season finale, which was his most extended action at that point in his career.
Tell you what, even though we got after him a little bit, you came out extremely impressed. He made some throws that very few people in the league can make. And you know, you didn't know he'd go on to have this much success this early on, but you could see he was going to be something special.
Between Rivers, Tomlinson, Antonio Gates, and the rest of San Diego's stars, many are comparing the Chargers to Indianapolis. And in fact, it's the Bolts who have more points than the Colts this year.
They present different challenges, you know, I think what San Diego has going for them is, you know, you talk about LT, but then you got Gates, and then you got a quarterback who's playing probably as well as anyone, you know, probably minus Peyton in the league. And you know, you look at the receivers, veterans like Keenan McCardle, and so they've got a lot of weapons.
Very, very, very simple. I think Phillip Rivers is, as we're looking at, his second best quarterback in the NFL right now, behind Peyton Manning. So, you know, they're very explosive. Do a great job of making big plays and getting LT the ball, getting Gates the ball, and those guys. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. We're looking forward to it.
Got a great scheme. They give you different looks, and it's a great challenge. But I mean, these are great showdowns. It's number one scoring offense, number one scoring defense, and you know, that's why you play the game.
But the Chargers' prolific offense means the Broncos might have to step up their own scoring efforts in order to win.
I think it comes a point in time where now, you know, going against a team like this and for the weapons that they have, like, you know, we got to play a real good game, you know, just to stay in it with them, just for us knowing that they can put up a lot of points.
The thing is for us is we honestly, the only pressure that comes from us is from us. You know, we need to really step our game up regardless of who we're playing. It shouldn't have to do, okay, well, this team has a good offense, so we have to match them. It shouldn't be that way. We should always come out and expect to dominate the football game no matter who we're playing.
We're not as productive as we'd like to be, but this is not the end of the season. We want to play our best football, hopefully in the second half. We've still got a bunch of games to go. We've got a lot of talent. We've got some guys that pick up their game to get to where we need to get, and hopefully we'll do that.
And that's the build-up to the latest edition of a rivalry that is both compelling and rich. For all of us here at Broncos TV, you stay classy, Broncos country. I'm Andrew Mason.